I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Officials announced on Wednesday that Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal, AP correspondent Hayab Pandwani reports.
Mediators announced that the deal pauses a devastating 15-month war in the Gaza Strip and raises the possibility of winding down the deadliest and most destructive fighting between the bitter enemies. The deal comes after weeks of painstaking negotiations in the Qatari capital. It promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of displaced people in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes. It would also flood badly needed humanitarian aid into a devastated area. The agreement is expected to go into effect in the coming days. I'm Hayab Pandwani.
Qatar's prime minister says the deal will go into effect on Sunday. Israel says some details still need to be finalized. Any agreement must be approved by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet. Millions of Southern Californians are nervously keeping watch during another round of dangerous wildfire weather in the greater Los Angeles region. Two massive blazes have killed at least 25 people and destroyed thousands of homes. Firefighters on Tuesday got a break with lighter winds than expected, but gusts early on Wednesday reached 56 kilometers per hour on the coast and in the valleys, and 88 kilometers per hour in the mountains, with winds forecast to increase later in the day. The more manageable winds had allowed firefighters to make headway on controlling the fires that had been burning for just over a week. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to be Secretary of State, warned on Wednesday that the United States must avoid becoming more reliant on China and do more to discourage Beijing from invading Taiwan, as he promised a robust foreign policy focused on American interests.
If we don't change course, we are going to live in a world where much of what matters to us on a daily basis, from our security to our health, will be dependent on whether the Chinese allow us to have it or not. That's an unacceptable outcome.
The Republican senator is expected to comfortably win confirmation as the nation's top diplomat. The outgoing Biden administration has taken measures to block China's access to semiconductor technology and kept in place some policies towards China from Trump's first term, but Trump has said he will impose many more tariffs on Chinese goods. Officials say the U.S. population is likely to shrink in the coming years. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Congressional Budget Office is reducing its population projections for 30 years from now. The Budget Office had projected last year that 383 million people would be living in the United States in 2055. Now it's projecting that roughly 342 million will be living in the country in 30 years. That's because of declining birth rates and less immigration expected. The U.S. population is expected to grow to 350 million by the end of this year, but then population growth is expected to slow beginning in 2036. And the Budget Office says without immigration, the U.S. population would start to slow down in 2033. 3 years earlier. Fertility rates over the next 30 years are expected to go from 1.7 births per woman to 1.6 births. Donna Warder, Washington.
Impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been taken to a detention center near Seoul over his imposition of martial law last month. Yoon underwent about 10 hours of questioning on Wednesday by the country's anti-corruption agency after he was detained at his presidential residence earlier in the day. He recorded a video message before he was escorted to the headquarters of the anti-corruption agency. Yoon lamented that the, quote, rule of law has completely collapsed in this country. He insists his declaration was a legitimate act of governance after the liberals leading parliament thwarted his agenda. Yoon faces the prospect of a lengthy prison term over potential rebellion charges. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.